Well, I was a Black Hawk helicopter pilot in Iraq, and I was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade in flight on a mission. The hero of the mission, Chief Warrant Officer Dan Milberg, the pilot in command of my aircraft, managed to land the aircraft and saved all of our lives. And thanks to the heroism of my crew, I was able to get to help immediately. And so despite losing both my legs and most of the use of my right arm, I survived to come home and recover. And I'm actually still serving in the Army National Guard. I don't fly for the Army anymore. I have a desk job, but I'm still serving. And I got into politics to find a new mission, to try to serve in a different way.
Many people now consider the whole Iraq campaign to have been a mistake. Do you think that?
I thought that we should never have gone into Iraq in the first place. But as a soldier, it was not my place to question the lawful orders of my commander-in-chief. Privately, I did not think that it was the right thing to do. We did not belong there. I thought it was an act of American, a bullying. We did not need to go into Iraq. We should have been finishing the job in Afghanistan to go after those people who attacked us on our own soil. And I think now it's time to also start bringing troops home from Afghanistan as well.
Gosh, well, that put you in a very awkward position. Basically, your loyalty to the military competing with your personal conscience.
I don't think that it's competing at all. My loyalty to the military means that I am going to be a voice to make sure that when we do use our military and when we do ask our military men and women to go into harm's way, we do it for the right reason and that we do it as a last resort. I think the problem we have is a lot of chicken hawks who want to send our military into harm's way, who don't understand the true cost of war, who are willing to expend our most precious national resource, our military men and women, without fully considering what that cost is. I think that we need more veterans in Congress, and we need more folks who have been to war to say, look, if you want to do this, then here's the cost. And I'm still serving in the National Guard. I will volunteer to go. I'm not sure what they could do with a gimpy lieutenant colonel, but I would go. But it better be for the right reason, and we're going to have that discussion. What happened with Iraq was I think a lot of politicians had their patriotism questioned and basically were bullied and held hostage into voting for a war that in the end was not good for the nation and was certainly not good for, America standing in the world.
Now then, that's quite a thing to say, given that you're in Congress, because you're basically talking about quite a few of your fellow congressmen and women. So have you taken that message to them? I can imagine it would be quite controversial.
I have talked with my fellow members. I've only been here 5 days, but I can tell you that my fellow members of Congress who are veterans are the ones that I can have this conversation with. And they're the ones that I think, especially on my side of the aisle, may have felt exposed and vulnerable, and that I can stand up and be the person to say, look, I want to talk about the next time we decide on armed conflict, and we're going to have a thorough discussion. And I challenge you to question my patriotism, but we're going to have that conversation. And that may allow those other members who may have been reluctant to engage in a discussion because they felt threatened or that they, would be accused of not being truly patriotic, they would be able to speak up because if I can speak up, then so can they.
Have you ever called someone a chicken hawk to their face?
I have not. I may be a freshman, but I'm smart enough to know what not to do.